Robin Ince, and this is the Infinite Monkey Cage. From eight-limbed cephalopods...
And they noticed that every now and again the octopus would punch the fish.
...to the science of coincidences.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most interesting questions of science, whether there is anything genuinely random happening in our universe.
And the all-important question, on the moon, how big would elephants be?
The new series of The Infinite Monkey Cage.
With me, Robin Ince.
And me, Brian Cox.
Listen first on BBC Sounds.
Well, in just under an hour, Jamoke Fashola presents concert highlights from the vocalist of the moment, Samira Joy, playing to a full house at London's Jazz Cafe, her first UK show since winning Best New Artist and Best Jazz Vocal Album at this year's Grammys. Plus, one of the all-time greats of jazz bass, Stanley Clark, shares some of the music that has inspired and shaped his sound. J2Z is at 5 o'clock. But now on Radio 3 at 4 o'clock, time for this week's Music Planet.
Sombras negras entre os ramos, tarde fria e nevoenta no jardim de sermos nós. Não há luz, não nos amamos, mas a solidão inventa alguns sons da tua voz. Não há luz, não nos amamos, mas a solidão inventa alguns sons da tua voz. É por isso que aqui venho espreitar pelo muro antigo do jardim abandonado. E dói-me ser tudo estranho, nem estás melhor só contigo, nem no jardim a meu lado. E dói-me ser tudo estranho, nem estás melhor só contigo, nem no jardim a meu lado. Eu sabia que era assim no dia em que me chegaste. Fomos casa e um jardim que abandonaste e ficou desta maneira. Mas nem sombra. Poder cantar vitória e ser mais do que a vontade de espreitar para lá do muro, de prender-me esta memória e chamar-lhe liberdade. De espreitar
a passionate start to Music Planet, Portugal's Sara Correia and the title track from her latest album, with guitarist and producer, in this case lyricist, also Diogo Clemente, Liberdade, Liberty, which came out last month on Universal Music Portugal. Sarah says that she has to feel a very strong connection with the lyrics, which kind of makes her albums so personal, almost autobiographical. For those of you Fado lovers out there, you might well want to check out the rest of it. 13 songs laced with powerful grace. On this afternoon's programme, we have a fabulous session with the Kazakh singer and dombra player, Yerlan Rizkali. We've also got music from Ireland, the US and Cape Verde, as well as a new recording of flamenco from the Bay of Cadiz. But first, though, we're going to head off to Serbia and a rather wonderful and unexpected album. It's called Lenhart Tapes Dens. It's the second album from producer Vladimir Lenhart with his ethno-noise hat on, where he takes old Balkan folk songs and brings them headlong into the blaring headlights of the 21st century. In this instance, three female vocalists, Tijana Stanković, Svetlana Spacik and Zoya Brovčanin, and a toolkit of loops, electronica and dirty noise. Here's what I mean. Daj mi ruka, give me your hand, featuring the wonderful Tijana Stanković.
Za mene te dalje, dušmani u knjama.
music that has been described as anarchic and cacophonous. The album Lenhardt Tapes, Dens, released just yesterday on Glitterbeat. Tijana Stankovic, just one of the three exceptional vocalists invited by Vladimir Lenhardt to lend their interpretations to old Balkan folk songs, in this case, a song from the Gorani people, a Slavic Muslim group from the Gora region that straddles Kosovo, Albania and North Macedonia. In fact, Lenhardt says that Stankovic, not just a singer, but also Radio Belgrade's music editor, a masterful violin player and ethnomusicologist, brought such depth of knowledge to the album that it pushed him to sonic universes he hadn't gone before. Not one for a meditative afternoon swinging in a hammock, perhaps, but there is a lot to love in this album. Something more suited to putting your feet up or even doing a little jig around the kitchen this afternoon is this next tune from the Pulitzer Prize-winning Rhiannon Giddens, also the proud owner of a Grammy and many other awards to boot. She's got a new album out, You're the One, a funkier bed to her clear, smooth vocals and folk sensibility. Giddens is a luminary of Black American folk music, a real pioneer, and her list of collaborators is as eclectic and talented as she is. Elvis Costello, Mumford & Sons, Kronos Quartet, T-Bone Burnett, and so many more. You're the One is out now on Nonesuch Records, and this track is You, Louisiana Man. bit of a Cajun stomper there from Rhiannon Giddens and You Louisiana Man from her latest solo album, You're the One on Nonesuch Records. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. And right now, it's time to introduce you to my guest in session this afternoon. The Republic of Kazakhstan. It's not a country we hear from all that often. So we grabbed the opportunity to get this man into the studio. His name is Yerlan Rizkali, a folk singer and dobra player. And we came to know of him because of his partner, a presenter for Kazakh radio, Zadra Zumalkulbay, who'd done a road trip for Music Planet a while ago. And it's still available on BBC Sounds if you're interested. Well, Yerlan and Zadra had been living and studying in the UK this year and were due to be heading home in September. So we invited both of them to join us in the Music Planet studio to share their music with us. Yerlan began with a song called Eki Jiren, The Spirit of Two Horses.
Oh,
A song there called Eki Jiren. And, you know, even if we didn't know what that song was about, you can feel the sorrow and the pain and the loss in the way that Yerlan sings it.
He's like expressing his feeling to his beloved wife. She passed away during starvation. Near her grief, he created this song.
Out of his grief. Yerlan, tell me a little bit about yourself and your music. How did you get into music?
When I was young, when I was 5 years old, so my father, he gave to me instrument dombra and teach me.
Yes. His father is not a professional singer, but he sang very well. Our national folk music, it's from our ancestors.
Yes,
to
all the generations, so many generations.
And Yerlan, he's a bright representative of those composers.
Is the music taught in an oral tradition or is it written down?
No, it's oral.
It's all oral.
It's all it's transmitted orally.
The thing that I am absolutely captivated by, Yerlan, is the way you sing. From a Western world, it sounds very operatic. Mm-hmm. It's a big voice with a lot of feeling in it. It sounds quite classical rather than what I would consider as a folk tune, you know, sitting in the evening and singing and playing with the friends.
Yeah.
And
you're right. In our country, we call our traditional folk music as a classical Kazakh music, classical Kazakh songs and ky composition. Ky, it means in our language, in Kazakh language, mood.
It's instrumental music.
Yeah.
Like symphony.
Yeah.
Like symphony. If symphony goes around 3 hours, our ky around 3 and 5 minutes. Short
composition.
Composition.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the dombra. I mean, it's basically, what, a two-stringed lute. Does it always have two strings or can you have more strings on the dombra?
We have two different dombras. First one is two strings and the second one is three strings dombra.
Does it depend on where you come from in Kazakhstan as to whether you have two or three? Or is it about the kind of music? Or is it just personal choice?
You know, our country is big place.
Yes.
And it's so different.
Yeah, all the culture regions are very, very different.
So three strings dombra use it only East Kazakhstan.
Yeah, eastern part of Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan is only eastern part of Kazakhstan.
And you are from what part of Kazakhstan?
We are from eastern part of Kazakhstan. But the two-string dombra is common for all Kazakhs. Every part of Kazakhstan uses two-string dombra.
Well, what I'd like to do is have Yerlan play us another song right now. I believe it's going to be Bazaar and Nazar.
Yeah.
This, I believe, is a song of mourning. Is that right?
Yes.
The death of two sons.
It's a mourning song. Yeah, you are right.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. Bazaar and Nazar.
Маңырайсың ақ ешқан
Bazaar and Nazar, what a song. You could almost feel the sobbing in the way that Yerlan sings it. Yerlan, tell me something. Does percussion play a role? You're singing and playing the dombra in a very percussive way as well. But do you have an ensemble normally with folk music? Do you have percussion? Do you have drums? Do you have something like that?
Yes. So in our traditional music, before 1930, in our country, when our composition doesn't know about musical notation,
yes, composition.
They are only just from of gods.
The local communities, yeah, the local villages.
So,
and things, yeah.
Professional music comes only first of 20s.
Yeah, at the beginning of the 20th century.
Beginnings, yeah. I studied conservatory in Almaty, name of Kurmangazi. Now I'm a director of Central National Folk Music Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have an ensemble, and we have a musician, spectacle, more.
What are the earliest recordings of Kazakh music?
Amrinka. It's 1924-25.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And it was traditional folk songs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan for him.
Amri.
His name is
Amri Kashaubayev.
Kashaubayev.
Yeah.
Kashaubayev.
He participated first expo in Paris.
Ah. Okay.
And during that festival, he sang a lot of songs. And during that trip, his voice
was recorded. So the songs that you are singing for us and the way in which you are playing and singing, is that
the same.
Yes. You would have done in the 1920s?
Because my teacher
learned from him.
Learned from him.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Jatha, I remember you saying in the road trip that you did for us a while back that all Kazakhs sing. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Everybody sings?
That's right. For example, I can also sing.
So music is very much at the heart of your culture and your tradition and your thing.
You remember everything.
every Kazakh, he can play dombra.
Dombra, yeah.
Oh, really?
Every Kazakh. It's a very famous instrument in our country.
Yeah. Every so Kazakh does. Family has their own dombra.
Well, I think it's time for one final song from Yerlan. And if I pronounce it right, this is called Moldabay. Moldaboy?
Moldabay.
Moldabay.
Yeah.
It's also the name of the composer.
Yes. Autobiographical music. The composer describes his life, his position in the society by his song.
Well, Yerlan Rıskali and Jadra Jumukulbay, thank you both for coming in and opening a little window into the world of music that is Kazakhstan. So let's end with Moldabay. What a great voice. Yerlan Rıskali singing and playing the Dombra in session for us on Music Planet. And thanks also to Jadra Jumukulbay for sharing her insight into the music and the history of Kazakhstan with us. They also told me that they run a music festival in Almaty. I feel a trip coming on. If you enjoyed that, we do have a bit more from that session with Yerlan Rıskali that we've held back for a later edition of Music Planet. Well, back to the here and now, and a jig or two from a fantastic fiddler, Sirka Costello from County Clare in Ireland. Music is in her blood, and her family has several renowned musicians in it, going back quite a few generations. Costello won the Young Musician of the Year competition with Irish TV channel TG4 in 2021 and is also a music therapist. Well, back in June this year, she released a new album, her debut solo album, called The Primrose Lass. Here's a couple of jigs from it.
Thank you.
a bit of Middle Eastern krautrock trance music and a tune called simply 9-4 because it is in a 9-4 time signature. And Farah Khadur there on bouzouk, one of only a few women who play this ancient folk instrument. Awoken by an Angel, well, that's the title of this debut album from Lebanese band Sanam. And would you believe it? They only formed last year when they met on a three-day residency and then decided to continue with their music lock-in for another 10 days. And voila, the album. And how did krautrock enter the picture? Well, the three-day residency was at the behest of Hans Joachim Irmler of German experimental group Faust, who was performing at a festival in Lebanon and had asked the organiser to introduce him to musicians with different backgrounds. The result was Sanam, and the album came out in July, and they're already on tour. Tonight in Brussels, they've got a few dates in Germany and Switzerland before they come to the UK, starting with the Glad Cafe in Glasgow on the 23rd of November, the Rose Hill in Brighton the following day, and finishing in London at Cafe Otto on the 26th of November. And talking of gigs, the EFG London Jazz Festival started yesterday. If you've not been to the festival before, I urge you to dive in person if you can. And if you can't, well, Radio 3 will be bringing you some of the excitement from this year's festival. There really is something for everyone. This year, there's more than 2,000 artists taking part, loads of great music at hundreds of venues across the capital. Here's something from one of the singers heading into London, Cape Verde's Mayra Andrade, a singer whose voice is as beautiful and bewitching as the seas that surround her homeland.
Festa Santo Santiago, festa tradição. Santiago, festa fina som, festa Santo Santiago, festa tradição, festa Santo Santiago, festa fina som, reza missa, festival, feijão charenco, bode na chada, reza missa. Jarenco, bode na chada. Festa Santo Santiago,
Santiago.
Tá junta po. Festa Santo Santiago, tá de chá saudade. Festa Santo Santiago,
Santiago.
Tá junta povo. Festa Santo Santiago, tá de chá saudade. Grogo na chada. Regado, funana, cucha, beta, pingado. Festa Santo Santiago. Festa Santo Santiago. Tá junta povo. Festa Santo Santiago. Tá de chá saudade. Badilta brinca, só sabe, cusis gaitona na mão, perrachado na chão, faca na prega para o espeto. Badilta brinca, só sabe, cusis gaitona na mão, perrachado na chão, faca na prega para o espeto. Badilta brinca, só sabe, cusis gaitona na mão. Rachado na chão, vaca na prega para os pés. Festa Santo Santiago.
My Mayra Andrada and Festa Santo Santiago from her 2019 album Manga. She's here in the UK for the EFG London Jazz Festival. Two gigs, both at the Union Chapel in Highbury and Islington on Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th of November. And I am delighted to say that I'll be there too to introduce her on stage. What a treat. Now, those of you familiar with throat singing will be aware that this form of folk music has found itself perfectly at home in the embrace of rock and roll. Shono is a four-piece band from the Republic of Buratia, a land that borders Russia, Mongolia and Tuva, and lies along the shores of Lake Baikal. Buryat throat singing has its own style and form that differs from its musical neighbours, and Alexander Arkinchiev, who founded the group, is keen to ensure this language and music tradition not only survives, but is revived. He is both mindful of the ancient rituals associated with the music and that it needs to adapt to have a place in today's world. This album, Kolkhozoy Traktor, out on CPL Music, does just that. Here's Yokhor. I love the yatag that sits in the center of it, like the Korean kayagum, a zither. Modern-day throat singing from Shono on an album that has much to recommend it. Kolkhozoy Traktor, out now on CPL Music. And that is almost it for this week. Thanks to my producer, Michael Rossi, and to you for listening. Next week, I'll be taking you back to that glorious field in Wiltshire, Chawton Park, for a bit of WOMAD 2023 Revisited, with his yet unaired highlights from Ghana's rising star, Olokde Oho, and Peruvian legend Susanna Bacca. I hope you can join me then. To play us out this afternoon, we're heading to the Bay of Cadiz in Spain and a wonderful new recording of flamenco music from American record producer David Aglo called Bolinus Brandaris. It's on the Dust to Digital label, and as with so many of their releases, it has a beautifully produced book that comes with it. Aglo says that with so few places in the world left to discover, this was somewhere that seemed to have escaped the ravages of tourism and where flamenco was still part of daily life. And where is it? Well, welcome to San Fernando, La Isla. Here's one of the bonus tracks on the album Bolinas Brandares. It's called Shuflia, which is a 12-beat bulería, particular to the Bay of Cadiz. Shuflias were a speciality of the late Mariana Cornejo, a flamenco singer of great fame in the region. One of her protégés was Ana Polanco. Here she is now, accompanied by guitarist Victor Rosa, recorded in San Fernando's Casa de la Cultura. I'll see you next week.
Ay sarape, 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 ay mamá, riña la utarjatoa. Ay sarape, 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 ay mamá, riña la utarjatoa. Porque ha querido comerse, ay, 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 la carne que está allí en mi plato. Bombilla perdida, ay, 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 mira, sucia la ura. Me enamora de un fotógrafo, de eso de cámara oscura. Y al son del baile le decía, al son de su balanceo, ay, Nemesis, ay, Nemesis, hazme un retrato hermanecido, Nemesis, por favor, ay, hermano, ya, hermano, ya, hermano. Colores morenos te comes, tío, dentro del alma. Que dos colores primo que moreno que tengo que yo metido dentro del alma. Y el color de la canela y el color de la canela que de la canelita en rama. Los colores morenos te comes, tío, dentro del alma. Ay, si te enamora, si te enamora. Ay, si te enamora, si te enamora. Ay, primito mío.
Flamenco music from the Bay of Cadiz, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Lapa Katari and produced by Michael Rossi. Well, later this evening, Opera on 3 presents a starry international cast in Mozart's enduring comic masterpiece, The Marriage of Figaro, which has it all, really. A philandering count determined to exercise his droit de seigneur with his wily valet's bride-to-be on a wedding day, a humiliated countess bent on revenge, and a sex-obsessed cross-dressing teenager. subversive and funny, poignant and thought-provoking, Mozart's comedy is one of the greatest operas of all time. Packed full of unforgettable tunes, telling characterization and trenchant observation, both of society's iniquities and the human condition. Kate Mullison introduces an acclaimed performance recorded at this year's Salzburg Festival. And she talks to Martin Nedbo from the University of Kansas about Figaro's origins and the ever-changing reactions to the opera in different countries at different times. Opera on Three is at 6:30. But on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z and another chance to hear a programme first broadcast back in April.
Welcome, I'm Jamal Kerfashler, and on the show today, live music from vocalists of the moment, Samara Joy's sold-out show in London last month. But first, new music from South Africa. This is The Brother Moves On with New Resistance.